What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talking text line, have on with us Tommy Rybacki, the new head football coach at Nichols. Game two this past weekend against Troy. And Coach Rybacki's segment is brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nichols State Athletics. Coach, I was telling Bob, I'm watching LSU and Nichols same time. Man, into the fourth quarter, I was like, wow, you guys got a shot. It sort of fell apart at the end. But, man, for three quarters, you hung in there and actually had a lead.
Going into the fourth quarter.
Troy. Man, you got to be proud of your team. There's no moral victories here in life, but you got to be proud of the way your team just hung in there. And for the most part, played really well for, say, three quarters of this football game.
Yeah, definitely looking at it as a missed opportunity. Our guys, man, they sold out and really played their tails off. And, you know, we took a lead 20-17 there in the fourth quarter with about 10 or 11 minutes to go. And just disappointing the way the game finished, because it really doesn't paint the picture of the way the whole game went. But our guys, man, credit to them. They played their tails off and put themselves in position to win a game. Really feel like it's a missed opportunity.
Now, looking at your quarterback, Deuce Hogan, he was 21 of 27, 184 yards, touchdown, interception. And, you know, you put up, you want to have more prolific offense, 249 yards of total offense. But how did that unfold? And when you look overall offensively, not that you ever want to be in a shootout, but how you close out games, what's your take now after two games under your belt offensively, what y'all doing right now?
Yeah, I definitely feel like there's been growth from game one to game two. Proud of Deuce in this last game for just putting the ball in play. I mean, you know, three of those were throwaways, and so you're looking at the ball being in play and giving our guys an opportunity to catch and run and doing some of those things. Of course, we'd like to finish some drives in the red zone, and I think those opportunities are there, and those plays are going to come to us, and we're going to be able to put some points up as the season goes on.
Coach, I think when you see Deuce, a lot of people say, well, he had all this experience somewhere else. And my thing is, that's not accurate, okay? he's been everywhere. He's been a couple places before, but this is the most extensive playing time, and I do think you see his growth as a passer, his confidence, his ability to handle pressure. And I thought he really did a nice job overall. For a guy, I get it. He's been other places, but he doesn't have a lot of playing time.
Yeah, really, really his first extended opportunity to play in games and make mistakes and those kind of things. And credit to Deuce, too. He does a lot more than just throw the football for us. He's making a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage, and his leadership goes a long way in the direction of our offense.
Up front, and you could see late, that's where Troy kind of took over. Maybe a slightly bigger team than the Colonels, but that's sometimes, too, especially defensively, where maybe not quite the depth you would like to build, and maybe some younger players there. But what happened late? Was that just maybe guys getting out of alignment, maybe a little bit of wear down? Watching the film, kind of break down what happened defensively in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, credit to them. I think it was a combination of a couple of things. You're right. Fatigue definitely set in, and I think it affected us physically, our ability to, you know, hold the point on the line of scrimmage, but then also mentally and being able to match some of the different run schemes and execute our run fits down the stretch. And I really think that was a huge factor as the game got late, you know, with the amount of moving gaps and the multiplicity with their run scheme. I thought fatigue played a factor in our ability to execute.
You know, Coach, looking at the opening of the season, an Incarnate Word, a great victory, then you're playing a team like Troy. That's a household football name. What can you tell the folks about West Georgia coming up on the 6th, September 6th?
Yeah, good football team. They went on the road in week one. They played last Thursday. They beat Samford 34-3 on the road. So it's a good challenge for us, a good football team from a good conference. Last year, their conference got three teams in the playoffs. Ours got one. So it's a big non-conference game for us. Has a lot of playoff implications. It's also a home game. So there's a lot on the line this week when they show up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, where are you at physically, like as far as, you know, you got to have luck with health or injuries and all that, you know, whether it's offense or defense, but where are you at from a physical standpoint?
Yeah, I think we're right on track with where we would be going into week three. We got some guys that were banged up, but that's to be expected anytime you're going into the third week of the season. And so we'll get some guys healthy in the middle of the week and get them back, and we'll get out there on Saturday with, you know, a full squad.
Coach, last week when we did our Tulane Tuesday segment, Coach Summerall told me, hey, he says, I text your boy. He says, I made sure, man, I wanted to congratulate him on that big win in Incarnate Word. And how about that? You know, two guys from kind of the same hometown being in Louisiana head coach. And so, Coach Summerall let me know that he had contacted you after the Incarnate Word win.
Yeah, and I appreciate him for that. And, man, they had a big win this past weekend, too. I know they're excited about that. And he's done a great job over there. I know it's going to continue, so.
Yeah, they beat what the team with the red field, Eastern Washington. Did they play at home or they were on the road? I know they beat Eastern Washington, if I'm correct with that. That being Incarnate Word. Didn't they beat Eastern Washington?
Yes, they did.
That's I don't know if they're at home. I know if they're away. You know how Boise State got the blue turf, Eastern Washington.
You can't miss that red turf.
The red turf.
Yeah, we went up there and played. We played in 2018 out there.
Yeah, I remember that. Coach, you talked about the growth of your team, and I always think today people used to say the big growth from week one to week two. But I would say the way things are and the way you can practice and can't practice, I think you see great growth from week two to week three. I don't know how you feel about it. You see growth from week one to week two, but I think the big growth comes in the third week after having some continuity, you being on the field, And in this world of transfer portal guys here and there and all over, I do think that third game is when you can finally say, hey, we've played a lot together. We understand what we can do right and what we can't.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we played a home game. Now we played a road game. We get a second opportunity to play at home again. And I think the other thing for us is successful teams are able to play well and put big wins and painful losses behind them. And we've had the opportunity to do both at this point. So we're looking for big things in this week.
So Coach, how do you challenge the team? I know this is like a cliche as far as we got to play four quarters or – you know, it's awesome that we got off to a great start. You know, you make halftime adjustments, but just finish it in that fourth quarter. Because when you look at it, I mean, to show you that, boy, the game wouldn't have been close if you just look at this. You were outscored with 28-3 in the fourth quarter, and just look how close the game was. So how do you emphasize, okay, we got to just – I know you used that probably in some type of speech with him, but just closing out that fourth quarter, because we got to keep doing what we're doing in the beginning, then you make halftime adjustment, but that fourth quarter could be the difference, obviously, if you win or lose.
Yeah, most definitely. You got to play better down the stretch, and it's the ability to execute, you know, in those critical times, and, you know, we gave them some short fields. We made some mistakes that you know, are uncharacteristic that we got to be able to take care of and address, you know, why those mistakes happened, what the issues were, and get those things fixed here moving forward so we can close out games and finish them the right way.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Wish you the best of luck against West Georgia, and don't eat too much barbecue tonight.
You got it. Thank you all.
Thanks right. So much. The head football coach at Nicholls State University, Tommy Rybacki, and his segment each week is sponsored by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.